Thank you. What a real joy and blessing, a privilege and honor it is to be able to come to your place of listening. Again, we are grateful for God's infinite wisdom, His mercy, His compassion, His tenderness toward us and loving us even while we were yet in sin. Jesus, who knew no sin, became sin for you and I that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. The only way to be justified is to know Him as your personal Savior. I'm talking about in the forgiveness of your sin, being brokenhearted, contrite, remorse, and repentant, and asking God to have mercy upon you, a wretched sinner. We all are sinners. There's none righteous, no, not one. We've all like sheep gone astray, but the Lord Jesus has laid the iniquities all upon Him, and by His stripes only can you be healed. That means He was bruised for our iniquities. He took our place. He was our substitute. He that knew no sin became sin for you and I that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. If you want to be made right or righteous in the sight of God Almighty, it'll be simply, completely, and fully through the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the way, the truth, and the life, and no man come to the Father but by Him. If you try to come up any other way, you'll be the same to a thief and a robber, and you'll be cast out in that day. Don't die without Him. If you do, you'll taste an eternal death, a second death, and an unquenchable fire, a place of eternal torment and damnation. God to have mercy on you, will prepare for the devil and his angel. If you go there, you go as an intruder. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. Whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. Now that means when you believe in Him, you receive Him as your personal Savior. And to do that, you've got to repent. Jesus said, except you repent, you'll all likewise perish. We're talking about genuine repentance, godly sorrow, not the sorrow of the thing of the world. That'll bring forth death. Sorrowing after a godly sort, sorrowing in your heart that you sin against God, and asking God to have mercy upon you, a sinner not tongue and cheek, mind and mouth, but with your heart. You brought to Him your broke heart, your contrite spirit. You yielded the will to the will of God. You gave it all up. You might become a child of God and the joint heir with the Lord Jesus Christ. The price has already been paid. The way has already been made. There's nothing you can offer to obtain His salvation. He's already went in on our behalf. He that knew no sin became sin for you and I that we might be made and become the righteousness of God in Him, justified. The Bible said He was delivered. Jesus was for our offenses, our sins, and raised again for our justification. And I've been justified, not by being good or doing good, because there's none good, there's none righteous, no, not one. We've all like sheep gone astray. But the Lord Jesus has laid our iniquities, our sins upon Him. He was bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of peace, what we had coming, was laid upon Him. And by His stripes, what He bore, bearing our sins in His own body, bruised and beat up, slaughtered. And God have mercy. What a bruising, what a beating. If you can read Psalm 22, you'll see just a little bit of insight how much that He suffered. Read that for yourself sometime and meditate on it, think about it. And He was really bruised and battered and beat to a pulp. But He took our iniquities. He bore our sins in His own body on the tree. He died as our substitute. Nobody else could pay that price for sin. We can't redeem ourselves. We're sinners. How in the world can a sinner redeem himself from sin when he's unclean? We are unclean. We're born unclean. That is the flesh. Shaping iniquity and born in sin. Is not a righteous man, not a just man upon all the face of the earth. All we like sheep have gone astray. But the Lord Jesus has laid the iniquity of us all upon Him, and by His stripes only can you be healed. He's the healing balm. He's the chief physician. You found guilty before God trying to get to heaven without Him. You'll be the same as a thief and robber, and you'll be cast out in that day. Don't die without Him. He must be your personal Savior. He's got to deal with your heart. He's got to give you a place of repentance. And beloved, when He does that, as much as you let Him, He won't force you nor make you. It's all volunteer. But if you bring your broke heart, your contrite spirit, that's the only sacrifice that can be offered on your behalf, is your remission of your sin, forgiveness of your sin, confession of your sin, and giving yourself to the Lord Himself and asking God to have mercy upon you. Not tongue in cheek and mind and mouth, but with the heart. That's the soul, the inner being. The Bible says, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And beloved, when you believe in heart, you'll make a confession. You know something's happened on the inside of you, and it changes the outside. And the Bible said, therefore, if any person, that's anybody, any person be in Christ, Christ in them, they're new creatures, old things pass away, all things become new to you, newness of life. I'm talking about a new nature, a new desire, and something brand new on the inside, beloved, you've never experienced before. That is God in you, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Paul said, the life I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God. And beloved, when you get saved, you'll be brand new on the inside, put in newness of life, a new nature, divine nature, God in you, Christ in you, the hope of glory. The Bible said, Any man without that Spirit of Christ, any person, is none of his. Beloved, you cannot be saved and not have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit of God. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body. That's a spiritual baptism. We're baptized into the body of Christ with a spiritual baptism. Beloved, we pass from death unto life. God gives us love for the brethren, for the blessed book, and for the fellowship of the Holy Spirit of God. You're brand new. You have all the characteristics of a new creation when it gets alive in you. It brings a transformation. It brings, thank God, an eternal salvation. You don't have to worry about being undone. When he's done, beloved, I'll guarantee the gates of hell can't prevail against the church of the living God. I'm not talking about church members, that is, the local assembly, some organization, some religious order. I'm talking about being born again, not of a corrupt seed, but an incorrupt seed by the Word of God that liveth and abideth forever. You can't get saved if you hadn't heard the Word of God. How in the world would you know what to do to get saved? You heard from somebody who knows how to get saved, somebody that is saved. By the way, the blind can't lead the blind. These puppets, these pimps, these hirelings, these wolves in sheep clothing, that's flooded of what's supposed to be a church, beloved. Not a thing in the world but a community clubhouse. They're not interested in soul because they themselves are blinded by the god of this world. Faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. How can he hear without a preacher? How can he preach except he be sent? He's got to be sent from God. There was a man named John who was sent by God. Brother, he was a preacher. I mean, when he preached, people took notice. They knew something was different about him. It registered on the inside. It got down to their soul. The Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. The Word of God does divide us under soul and spirit and joint and marrow. It gives you discernment and understanding of the very seeking intent and thought of your heart. You cannot and will not come to yourself nor know yourself, beloved, that what you really are and who you are. And if somebody brings the Word of God to you, see that bear into the Word giveth light. The Word of God is light. The psalmist said, the Lord is a God, is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. He said, I want to hide His Word that I might not sin and my heart might sin against God. Beloved, when the Word of God comes on the scene, it brings light. When it's sent down from heaven through God's ministers, I mean, you can't preach if you've not been called and sinned. It's total impossibility. We got too many educated idiots in the pulpit, beloved, who's God. God is their belly, glory their own shame, and they're fictitious, they're phony, they're blind leaders of the blind. I would to God they were real, but they're not, beloved. They're not of God, they're of the wicked one, the devil, and the deeds of the devil they're going to do. Their motivation is fame and fortune and anything else they can get from the people there. They're robbing them, but I'm glad the Bible said the Lord knoweth for sure them that are His. He said, let every man that named the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Beloved, when you say, you have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit of God. Not fictitious in the mind and the mouth, but inside you there's an eternal spirit. Spirit of God Almighty, tabernacling or living in you. That is God in you, Christ in you, the hope of glory. The Bible said any person without the Spirit of Christ is none of His. You cannot be saved, beloved, and not have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit of God. That's an automatic. When you get saved, we're baptized, a spiritual baptism, into the body of Christ. Come, thank God, eternally saved. God don't have any 30, 60, nor 90-day plans. Well, show it to me if you think so, beloved. I'll show where it's not so. It's not in there. Jesus said it, and He confirmed it, and that'll say it. He said, my sheep have, not going to have eternal life, and they won't ever perish, He said, and no man is able to pluck them out of man. Then the prince of all preachers, the apostle Paul, said, he named everything that was made mention of the categories of the things he made mention, and he wound up saying, and nothing whatsoever shall ever separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus, our eternal Lord. Thank God for Jesus. He died the death of a sinner, yet he knew no sin, but became sin as a spotless sacrifice, a lamb without spot, a lamb without blemish, foreordained before the foundation of the world, before the world ever was. He was in the very beginning, and he already knew what would take place. He didn't will man to fall to sin. Man made that choice himself. He don't want you practicing, running in sin and acting like a fool. He gave you the opportunity to act like you had a little sense and make good choices. But man being who he is, shaped in iniquity and born in sin, And tempted by Satan, he don't have to, but he does oftentimes because he runs after the flesh. That's a common way. That's a natural way, but there's a better way. Yes, sir, there is a better way. The better way is in and through the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm glad, thank God, God done something inside of me that changed the outside of me, put me in newness of life. My desires is to please Him who chosen and called me to be a soldier. Now the Bible said, no man that warred as Christians, that entangled himself with the affairs of this life, he may pleased and chosen and called him to be a soldier. Beloved, if you've been saved by the grace of God, he's called you to service. And you cannot serve him if you don't daily present your body as a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your only reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you might prove a good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. Beloved, you can't do the will of God if you don't know the will of God as a Christian. That's why as a Christian, if you've been born again, you need to study that you might show yourself approved unto God a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, right dividing the word of truth. God expects you, if you've been saved, beloved, to apply yourself, separate yourself, dedicate yourself, consecrate yourself, beloved, fully to the Word of God, and God can and will use you as a vessel for the finder. You'll be inspirational. You'll be a helpful light to those that are in darkness. And God, to have mercy, there's not hardly anybody around anymore that's saved. There are just a few. Jesus said there would be just few. He said, straight to the gate, narrow's the way that leads life everlasting, and few there be that find it. Broad is the way that leads to destruction, and the most multitudes are going in that way. God have mercy. Religious, lost church members, beloved. A lot of those folk are good moral people. A lot of them, of course, they're sinners. We all have that problem. But they try to do good things and right things. And they just don't know what kind of shape they're in. They know something is missing. Something's lacking. But they got a dead buzzard in the pulpit. He's flattering him. He's just quoting scripture. That's all he's doing. But, beloved, he's not preaching because he's not of God. You can't preach if you're not sent, beloved. God must save a man, cleanse a man, and then call him and put him into the ministry. He's got to be God called and God sent before he can accomplish or do anything that's worthwhile or help to win any precious souls. He that winneth souls is wise. You want to be wise with wisdom from above? Then dedicate, separate, consecrate yourself unto God's service. The fields are white and ready to harvest, but the laborers, God have mercy. I'm talking about genuine laborers who's motivated by the Holy Spirit, who's trying to do the will of God, and that's a happy person, a content person, satisfied person. It's a rewarding a person when the reward is going to be given, beloved, when we face him at the judgment seat of Christ. Also, accountability for your shortcomings, your sins, your faults, and your failures. You'll be saved, yes, by fire, but you'll stand before him and suffer a great loss at the judgment seat of Christ. We're only born-again believers, because Paul's going to be there. He said, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, talking to believers. We get given account of every deed done in the body, good or bad. He said, therefore, know of the of the Lord, we persuade men. God help you. God have mercy on you. Teach you to number your days and apply your hearts unto wisdom. I see my time just about gone. Write to it. Pray for us. God bless you. So I pray in His name. Amen.